everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and I am recording early in the morning. It is 6:30, and I decided to try to get this recording done before going to work. I am Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns and Instagram as Summer's Picks. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And for those of you who are returning, thanks so much for coming back. I hope all of you in the United States had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had a very low-key holiday, and without skimping on the food, but I'll talk more about that in the kitchen. You'll have to excuse me. It is, like I said, it is early in the morning, and I tend to get a little froggy first thing in the morning, but I've got my hot coffee, and hopefully I can keep that at bay. I am also surrounded by my dog Pearl and my cat Oliver, so if you hear pet noises, that will explain that. Today's segments will include finished objects, works in progress, new on the needles, upcoming projects, enabling / purchases, and in the kitchen. So let's get started. Finished objects. I actually do have a finished object. Well, I'm counting it as a finished object since I have completed all of the knitting and I have pictures up on Ravelry, but I still have a ton of ends to weave in. But that finished object is my Cairn Mitts. for those of you who are new listeners, this was made out of, this was made using the pattern Cairn, which is a hat and mitt pattern by Ysolda Teague, and I used Madeline Tosh DK in the Time colorway and the Smokestack colorway, and this was a gift for my daughter for Christmas. So that is off the needles. I'm very happy with the finished project. When I first started these, I was afraid they were going to be too big, but they fit my hands nicely, which means they will fit hers even more nicely because her hands are just a little bit bigger than mine. The only other finished object I have is a preemie hat that I whipped out at the last minute for Nerd Wars to finish one of the challenges. I used Araucania Ronco Multi in color 310, which is mostly purples with some flashes of turquoise and maybe a little bit of green. I can't remember all of the different colors, but for the most part, it's a purple yarn. I use size 2 needles, and the pattern is Preemie Baby Beanies by Karen Everett, and that's a free Ravelry download, and you can find a link to that on my project page in Ravelry. Works in progress. Let's see, right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have not whittled that down at all. I have decided I need to look at this list and choose some priority projects and work on those for December. I'm a little overwhelmed with the number I have on my needles right now. The problem is, looking at this list, everything that I'm working on is something I want to finish. So I'm not sure how I'm going to make that decision. So just a quick rundown. I am still working on my Vitamin D by Heidi Kermeyer. I think I might have put 3 rows on it this past week, so not much progress there. I'm working on my Trillion. I don't remember how far I was last week when I recorded. I'm just over halfway done with that now. That didn't get a lot of love this week either. I need to remember to put the little stitch markers, locking stitch markers in, so that I can actually give you a better update on my progress each week. But this one, it doesn't feel like it got a whole lot of progress done. I am also working on my friendship socks. I don't remember where I was on that last week. I do know that I am less far along than I was then because I ripped them back. I had 2 reasons for doing that. First of all, my toe was incredibly wonky. I don't know what I had done, but one side of my toe just wasn't right. Also, I had decided, because I was using size 0s, to go up to a 64 stitch the medium pattern, which was 64 stitches, and that was not working out. I have very small feet. I wear anywhere from a 5.5 to a 6.5, generally 6 to 6.5. And I don't even know why I decided that a medium would fit, but it wasn't fitting. It was pretty huge. So I ripped back and cast on the 56 stitch size, and I have completed the toe, and I'm just getting ready to start the foot pattern. I still love this yarn. I'm using the Brazen Stitcher yarn in the, I'm never ever going to remember the name of this colorway, but it's sparkly, jingly, twinkly something. And I love, love, love the yarn, but I haven't made much progress there. That's one that's going to be bumped up in my priority list. I am still working on my breakaway cowl. I believe I have completed three pattern repeats of that. The pattern calls for 6 pattern repeats, I believe, and I think I probably won't do that many. I think I'll probably cut it at either 4 or maybe 5. We'll see. After I finish the 4th repeat, I'll see how tall it is and see what I think. I don't really care that much if it's a long cowl, and I want this to be a Christmas gift for somebody. I'm not sure who yet. So I'm going to cut it short if I can. Little pumpkins. I did not make much progress on that. These are actually sitting right here. It looks like I have done 3 pumpkins on those, maybe. I'm not really feeling the love with these right now. First I had intended these to be for Halloween, then I had intended them to be for Thanksgiving, and now Thanksgiving is past and we're on to Christmas, and these are very fall socks, so I think that I may hibernate these and pick them up again. I'm not going to say necessarily that I'm going to wait a full year to pick them up, but I think I might wait until later on when I'm just, maybe if I'm just itching to pick up an old project. The monster cowl is moving along slowly. I really do enjoy this pattern. The problem with this pattern for me is that I'm using 16-inch circulars on their size 9, and the needle tips are fairly short, and they make my hands cramp. Excuse me while I take a drink of my beverage. Let's see. So I think I've done 4 repeats of the pattern on that, and I'll work on it a little bit at a time. This one, I originally said it was going to be for me. I really like it, but I'm not sure that it has to be for me. So when I finish, I may look at that and decide to give that away as a Christmas gift too. I am still working on, I hadn't started working. Yes, I had. Sorry, while I argue with myself. The 12 Days of Christmas sampler, I had started the border. I got about halfway through the border before we started getting the actual pattern part of the content, speaking as a librarian. I've gotten day 1 done, and we'll start day 2 tonight. I like this pattern a lot. It's not as cutesy as the other Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery patterns. A lot of those are really cute kawaii style, and there's still a little bit of that, but the colors are different. They're more traditional, and the pattern it's just not quite as cute. It has a little bit more of an elegant feel. I like it. It'll be a really pretty finished project. I don't know. I did do a little bit of spinning. I finished half of my 1 ounce sample from Marshmallow Meadow Romney. I think it was on the Knit More Girls podcast a while back. Someone said that you could. A general rule for how much you could fit on a spindle was 3/4 of the weight of the spindle. So I actually thought, my spindle is 1.2 ounces. I have 1 ounce of fiber. I thought maybe I could actually get the whole sample spun and on my spindle. No, not at all. I got half, just under half, before I had to wind it off. I think maybe if the whorl were a little wider, or if the diameter were bigger, I might be able to, but this particular spindle, while it's really pretty, it's notchless. So I've had to get creative. If you've never used a notchless spindle, there is a Knitty article that talks about how you can do it, where you wrap the yarn, the first little bit of fiber, and create a reverse notch so that the yarn has something to bump up against. But it got so full that that wasn't catching it anymore. So that was a little frustrating. So I did wind about, it was, let's see, there's my kitty, 3/8 of an ounce, I think. Aw, hello, Oliver. I had about 3/8 of an ounce on the spindle before I wound it off. And then I weighed out the extra 1/8 of an ounce so I could have done exactly half and spun that up. So now I've got this little bitty tiny bit. I don't know. I'm still learning. But that said, I am very, very happy with the yarn I've created on this. It actually looks like yarn. I'm very pleased. I think for Christmas I would like even another spindle. I would actually really, really like to consider getting a wheel, but I'm not sure that I'm quite there yet. Okay, new on the needles. I didn't think I was going to have anything new this week, but then last night, Nerd Wars Round 3 started on Sunday, and I've been racking my brain trying to think of new projects for that, and finally, one of the challenges is that it needs to be based on something Middle Ages. So I searched for snood patterns, just trying to come up with something. I have, really had no idea. And I found this pattern. It's Baby Fern Lace Hood by Allison Ryan. And I had the yarn that was suggested for the pattern in my stash, and I've been trying to find something to make with this. So I decided to cast it on, and I am using JoJo Land Melody Superwash in color MS20. Which is a gradient of reds and purples. And I think it will be really pretty. This, I'm not really a snood type person. So this will almost certainly be a gift for somebody. Hopefully I can get it done for this round in Nerd Wars, which means that I will have it done for a Christmas present. Not sure who will get it yet. I have an idea of someone who might like it, but we'll just have to see. Upcoming projects. Well, as I mentioned, we got our Nerd Wars challenges today, and these are truly challenging. I really have no idea. I had no idea for the medieval one, and my friend Katie mentioned what she was planning to do. So I used that as a jumping off point. The other ones, if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear them. One of them, the project has to be based on a pun. I know. And the other, I don't even remember all of them now, but I'm having a hard time coming up with something. So by next week, there should be more projects on my needles, even more projects on my needles. But right now, that's all. No firm plans at the moment. Again, I keep saying I want to make more hats or more cowls. I'm going to run out of needles before too long, so we'll just have to see. Enabling and purchases. I was mostly good over on Black Friday. I did make a few purchases. And actually, one of the things, my first thing, I received a purchase I made last week. I got my Sock Bunny Studios Miracle Superwash BFL in the Candy Corn colorway. I have been wanting candy corn yarn for a couple of years and could never manage to find quite what I wanted. So when Kimberly had her sale last week, and the candy corn yarn was part of the sale, I jumped on it and grabbed it. And I got a really good deal on it, too. And her yarn, if you've never used it, is very soft. One of my favorite pairs of socks I made using her Oh Happy Day colorway. And I really love those socks. My other purchases, I actually only made two yarn purchases but they are big purchases. Not big, but exciting purchases. I bought some Spartacus dyes. She was having a sale. And I snagged Where Bluebirds Fly on the Will and Grace sock base, which is 80% superwash merino, 20% nylon. And I had no idea that this was such a popular colorway until I got my receipt from Mary Gale yesterday, where, you know, my shipping notice, and she commented on how popular the colorway was and that I was lucky to have grabbed it. So yay! It's a rainbow, rainbow stripe. Is it stripes? I think it's self-striping, but it's rainbow, and I'm very excited to get that. My second purchase, which is super exciting, several weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, Kirby Werby Cherie posted when she was going to have her next update. And so I actually put it in my calendar. And we went out for dinner on Saturday night and got to dinner about 5 minutes max before this update was supposed to happen. So I apologized to my husband and my friends and said, you're just going to have to excuse me for a minute while I stalk this Etsy update. And so I refreshed and refreshed. And I managed to snag Grandpa's Rainbow Suspenders. So excited. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to get that yarn. I have wanted this since the first time I saw it, and I cannot believe I was able to snag it. Yay for successful Black Friday shopping, or Black Friday weekend, or Cyber Weekend, whatever you want to call it. And for successful Etsy stocking. Yay! I'm very excited about those. Other purchases, nothing exciting. We bought a Christmas gift for my son, and I bought several Kindle books, and I bought some patterns. Hold on just a moment. Sorry about that. Kitty and the Christmas tree. So, let's see. Let's move on to In the Kitchen. Well, this is a big one, or this is a big, hopefully not too long segment, but I wanted to talk about our Thanksgiving dinner. We don't do anything that creative. I mean, we are very much a traditional Christmas dinner. I mean, well, yeah, but Thanksgiving dinner family. The things that stand out, or the things that we do year after year, are, of course, a turkey. There's a spinach casserole that I make, and the general green bean casserole and cranberries and stuffing, you know, that type of thing. Hold on just a minute. Dog needs to go out now. Okay, just full of interruptions today. So let's talk about my turkey. I am honestly not a huge turkey fan, but I am a traditionalist. So of course we make a turkey, and my husband actually loves turkey. So we've tried several recipes over the past 20 years. None have been a huge failure. Some have been okay. But a few years ago, I was looking through my Food Network magazine, and they had an article that was mix and match turkey with several different brines and butters and gravies and different things that you could do with it. So we chose the dry brine from that, and it's super easy. I mean, it's salt and sugar and pepper, I believe, and it doesn't require a huge pot or anything like that to do this wet brine. You just rub the salt all over the turkey, let it sit overnight, rinse it off in the morning, rub butter on it, and you're good to go. And excuse me again while I let the dog back in. Okay, so back to the turkey. In the article, it also gives lots of options for different flavored butters, like herb butters, and I don't remember what all of them are, but the one that we use is a classic herb butter that has sage and thyme and paprika. I don't remember what else. It doesn't have a whole lot in it. And you mix that up and spread just tons of it all over the turkey. I mean, really, it was a lot of butter on this turkey. Stick it in the oven and cook it till it's done. This year, I actually cooked it a little bit too long. I am really bad about estimating time. It will tell me, no, this should take about 2.5 hours to cook. So I'm bad about just assuming that's right. This year, I got busy doing other things and didn't check on it. And by the time I checked on it, it was nice and brown. a little too brown. However, that skin was super tasty. That's the one part of turkey that I will eat the heck out of. I love the crispy roasted turkey skin. Yum. But so that was my turkey. It actually turned out fairly well. I thought it was going to be super dry, but it wasn't. The spinach casserole I make, I don't know if this is something that's a common dish or not. My dad introduced me to this probably when I was in high school, and I don't know where he got the recipe. I thought it was in a cookbook that I have that he also has, but I've never been able to find it in there. But several years ago, many, many years ago, probably anywhere from 10 to 15 years ago, I was subscribing to a newsletter called The Daily Recipe, back when you subscribe to these things via email. And it was just a text message, a text email that came every day. And during the holiday season, they were generally holiday themed. And one day, this recipe came through, and it was the spinach casserole that my dad had always made. And all it is frozen spinach, butter, cream cheese, and Parmesan cheese. I don't think I'm forgetting anything, but that's basically what it is. And then you top it with breadcrumbs and bake it. And it's really, really good. Daily Recipe folded at some point. They quit sending these messages. And even though I know I had saved it, it's one of these things that there's so many internet tools that I basically forgot where I had saved it. And it seems like every year it comes up. I try to remember where I saved this recipe, and I go through the same thing every year. Where did I save it? Where did I save it? My husband apparently got really smart last year, and we started an Evernote notebook. Did I remember that we started an Evernote notebook? No. But when I was going through the whole, where's this recipe? I can never find this recipe. He said, didn't we start an Evernote last year? So I'm, very skeptically logged in. And sure enough, there's a notebook. And I had linked to a recipe that I had found last year. Yay! So I had my spinach casserole. But the best thing about this, I had made notes about our Thanksgiving dinner last year. And of course, like I said, we generally cook the same things. So I had notes about what temperature things needed to cook, how long they needed to cook. It was fantastic. He was super smart last year, people. So I used it again this year and added notes and added links to recipes I tried this year. And I am very excited about this little notebook that we created. Anyway, so my spinach casserole was a success. My stuffing, most of you would probably hate my stuffing. As I've mentioned in another episode, I hate onions, and I guess peppers don't generally go in stuffing, but I also don't really care for celery, which I know is another common component. So our stuffing is a bag of Pepperidge Farm herb stuffing with broth and butter, and that's it. And I happen to like it a lot. So there's my stuffing. The green bean casserole, nothing special about that. I used the recipe from French's website. And if you've never had that, if you're not American, it's canned green beans and mushroom soup and milk mixed together with the fried, like, turkey fried onions, I think. And you bake it, and then you put more of them on the top, and it's good to go. And I have no idea what it tastes like because onions. And couple other things. Cranberries. We like fresh cranberries rather than the canned cranberry sauce, and I have successfully made fresh cranberry sauce on multiple occasions. The past 2 years, for some reason though, it's failed. I know that all you do, it doesn't take very long. You boil them or with some type of liquid. I use orange juice and sugar and cranberries, and that's it. And you're supposed to cook them until they start popping, and then they release pectin, and it congeals, and it's wonderful. But the past 2 years, for some reason, mine hasn't congealed. So I end up with this saucy cranberry stuff that really was kind of bitter because it doesn't mingle with the sugar. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I think maybe I'm just not letting the cranberries cook long enough. So I'll try it again next year and see. I did make a note in my Evernote, so I can do something different next year. I did take take it and food process it, so at least we have it, you know, to mingle the flavors. And that tasted good. It just, the consistency wasn't quite right. Last but not least on our Thanksgiving menu was the salted caramel chocolate pecan pie, which I mentioned last week. And I loved this pie, and I think my family really liked it. I was reading reviews on Southern Living's website, and a lot of people really didn't like it, and it was because of the caramel sauce. When I made the caramel sauce, this was kind of dumb, but I made the sauce, and I poured it over the pie like you're supposed to. Then I Then I tasted the caramel sauce, and it didn't taste very good. It tasted like I had burned the sugar. And I was really concerned about that. But I'd already poured it over the pie, so it's like, well, we'll just have to see. When we ate it, it was fabulous. It was really, really good. The best pie I've ever made. It's fudgy and lots of pecans and this caramel sauce with a little bit of saltiness. It was really, really great. However, like I said, these recipes, a lot of the reviewers didn't like it. I'm wondering if they tasted the caramel sauce and didn't actually taste the finished product, if they were afraid to pour it on there and waste the pie. And maybe something about the slight bitterness to this caramel sauce with the bitterness of the chocolate maybe just works. I don't know. I loved the pie. But I'm a little wary now that maybe it was a fluke. And if I make it again, maybe it won't be as good. Maybe if there's some recommendations for a different salted caramel sauce that I could use instead, I might try that. But anyway, I don't actually know what month the issue was for Southern Living, but if you go to southernliving.com and search for salted caramel chocolate pecan pie, that's the recipe I use. And I'll of course link to it in my show notes. Other things, not very much. The Trader Joe's, we went to Trader Joe's the other night. Well, we had taken my daughter somewhere. She had gone shopping. And we live out just barely out in the suburbs of Houston. And she goes to school. My husband teaches and my son, they all go to the same school in the city. So a lot of her friends are in the city. So a lot of her social life is in the city. And she doesn't drive yet, so we have to take her. So we had taken her to shop and needed something to do to bide our time before we had to pick her up again. So we went to eat and then we went to Trader Joe's. Specifically, I wanted to buy their salted caramel, dark chocolate sea salt caramels. I think that's what they're called. Because I had heard about them and then someone on Instagram had them and they just looked so, so good. Caramels. Sorry, I had to get up just again. We ended up buying the dark chocolate caramels as well as just some more traditional caramels. And I don't even know what else, but I love Trader Joe's. It hasn't been open very long, but I've fallen in love. Luckily, it's not very close to my house, so I don't get to go drop money there too often. Anyway, let's see. Last thing to talk about, one more thing in the kitchen. I found a recipe for turkey tetrazzini, which this is another one of those things. I had found a recipe, I guess I had done it last year, and I remember seeing it within the past week. I thought I had pinned it on Pinterest because I remember seeing something in the description about, I'm not sure if I had pinned this before. But doing a search on turkey and on all of my Pinterest boards, I couldn't find that recipe. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it got deleted. Maybe the pin itself got deleted. Or, yeah, I guess if I pinned it from someone. I don't know. But I couldn't find this recipe. So I searched around to find another one and found one from the Pioneer Woman. And I've had good luck with her recipes in the past, so I decided to try it. I don't know what it is about turkey tetrazzini and green peas, but that's another one of those vegetables that I'm not super fond of. So this recipe called for green peas. It also called for chopped black olives, which I like black olives, but it just didn't seem like something that would go in the recipe. So I left those out. But otherwise, I've made the recipe just as written, and it was very, very good. you know, you get tired of leftovers, especially by this time of the week after Thanksgiving. But this was really good. There were like enough for 2 days worth of leftovers. I had one yesterday. There's one in the fridge and I really want to take it, but I think my husband probably wants it. So I'll leave that for him. But that's another one I will link to in my show notes, and I highly recommend it. Okay, I'm looking at the time. It is 7:15, and I had intended to finish this up by about 7 o'clock so I could walk out the door, and I'm already running late. So I'm going to have to run, but thank you for tuning in, and I will be back next week. Like I said, you can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns on Instagram as Summer's Picks. Please follow me. I am considering and probably will start a Ravelry group, but I haven't done it yet. I have to fix, I don't have the images to use on there yet, and that's the only thing holding me back. So watch for that, and please join me once I get it up and running. Everyone have a good week, and thanks for tuning in.